What's God asking you to do right now? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, God's Calling You. Our scripture reference today is Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Jeremiah's life was already moved by God. Divine movement and choice were already a part of Jeremiah's life before there was a life for the prophet. What a glorious and mysterious thought. In a power and understanding only God can have. As God formed Jeremiah in the womb, God knew him. To be sure, God's knowing isn't passive. It's not that God knew about Jeremiah. God perceived and learned who he was and got acquainted with Jeremiah. God perceived in Jeremiah what the prophet later would doubt in himself. So God consecrated him. The prophet was already set apart and would enter this world with holy purpose. Finally, the Lord appointed Jeremiah to be the prophet we know him as. And how did Jeremiah respond when he learned of God's movement? What did God's forming, knowing, and appointive power spark within him? Fear and doubt. People still fear public speaking, so I'm sure many of us can relate to the prophet's protest. But notice that God promises even more movement. God will go with Jeremiah. God will command the words Jeremiah will speak. The Lord even moves a hand over his lips, and rest assured, Jeremiah, the Lord will deliver you. Being God's prophet will be no easy task for Jeremiah, but as we've seen, this is God's calling and God's words. The Lord will prepare Jeremiah for his holy purpose. Now that we know Jeremiah was ready to fulfill his calling, let's think about ours, yours. I have a request of you, friend. Reread the previous paragraphs about God's movements for Jeremiah. As you do, every time you see the prophet's name, use your name instead. I'm not suggesting you're God's next prophet. None of us probably want that job. But never believe God doesn't have a purpose for you. Reflect on Jeremiah's call, and you may get a better understanding of what God's calling you to right now. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.